What do you get when you put together a horse, a pair of skis, and two daredevils? An old sport that's being revived across our region. Wyoming Public Radio's Maggie Mullen explains.
I'm just outside of Saratoga in southeast Wyoming. It's not unusual to see horses out here on the prairie, but the ones I'm looking at, not so usual. They're wearing a saddle, normal, with a rider on it, normal, but attached to the saddle is a long rope, and attached to the rope is someone on a pair of regular downhill skis. The horses are galloping parallel to an obstacle course, with the skiers getting dragged through it. Some don't make it. The ones that do end up at a 5-foot-tall jump and fly through the air, hopefully to a smooth landing. This is ski joring. It got started in Norway in the mid-1800s. It comes from a Norwegian word that means ski driving, and it's based on Native American dog sledding traditions. Today, ski joring races take place in Europe and across the U.S. Saratoga hosts a race every year.
Contestants! Contestants!
It's day two of the weekend tournament, and contestants have gathered at the finish line for a quick meeting this morning. Will Faust has helped organize the event since races started here 3 years ago. He says this year, the course is especially technical.
So there were some really good wipeouts and crashes, and I had one of them, and I'm really hurting.
But that won't keep him from getting back on his skis today.
It's a ton of fun. You get to invite all your friends here. And, but we'll turn it over to Rick here for a second. Yeah.
All right, guys, let's get another day kicked off. About the same rules as yesterday. Remember, no alcohol until after we're done playing.
Rick Hughes also reminds contestants to stay off the course when it's not their turn and to stay alert of their surroundings, since horses will be warming up before they head down the track. Earlier in the day, I walked the course with one of the volunteers. Joey Severin says the first year, conditions were so warm and dry, they had to bring in their own snow on both days of the tournament.
We had to rebuild the track from scratch Sunday morning. We were all here about 5 o'clock in the morning.
But this year, he says they got lucky since it's been snowy here.
With the really cold snap that was happened last week, the snow actually stayed.
As we walk the track, Severin explains the sport. Each team has two people, one riding a horse and one on a pair of skis. It's a straight shot, but there are obstacles along the way, and several poles along the course with several large rings attached to them.
And then first up, you're going to have to grab a ring.
The skier is supposed to hook one ring from each pole with the arm not being used to hold on to the rope.
And then or go around a gate, so red is right, left is blue.
And like a traditional downhill ski race, you get seconds added to your time if you're on the wrong side of the gate. Same is true if you miss a ring or drop it before the finish line.
Then a big jump that will send you up in the air.
So not your average ski run?
No, not your average ski run, no.
The objective is simple. Get to the end of the track as fast as you can. Competitor Gwen Parker says it's that easy and it's that hard.
And I grew up skiing, but downhill, not dragging behind a horse at 30 miles an hour if I'm lucky, so.
She also grew up riding horses, so Parker does both parts of the sport. When you're on top of the horse, Parker says you want to stay as close to the track as you can and keep your horse going at a consistent speed.
So that, you know, when they're going off a jump, you don't pick up into another gear and just jerk them out of the air with nothing beneath them.
When you're skiing, she says the strategy is pretty much just to hold on tight. It's almost her turn to go.
I get a little nervous, but then once, I mean, as soon as that horse gets going and you're holding onto the rope, you're like, oh, okay, I might be all right. Until they pick up that third gear. And then you're like, well, I changed my mind.
Parker makes it through the track without wiping out or letting go of the rope. It's not a good enough time to win a cash prize, but she's okay with that. That's not what keeps Parker coming back each year.
The fact that you get to hang out with all of these different kinds of people and that it's just like, you feel really good when you make it to the end of the track alive. And with a good time.
This weekend, there were some wipeouts and a few injuries like a broken wrist, but everyone did make it out alive. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Maggie Mullen.